Coming up on Only a Game, a 63-day run the length of Chile that wasn't uncomfortably chilly, except when it was. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce. He's in New Orleans this week. We're going to talk about the week's news anyway. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Some headlines on January 2nd declared that the college football playoff, and more specifically the finals matchup between Ohio State and Oregon, quote, changes everything in college football. Have they got that right?
No, it doesn't change anything. These are two major brands. I mean, the spectral presence of Phil Knight on the Oregon sidelines is proof enough of that. I mean, it's an unexpected matchup because everybody thought Alabama was going to be there, but I don't think it's that much of a surprise.
Meanwhile, Oregon coach Mark Helfrich wasn't entirely happy with his Ducks. Some members of the team will be punished for taunting Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston with chants of no means no after Oregon beat Florida State, just squeaked by him 59-20 on New Year's Day. Does that seem to you behavior worthy of punishment?
No, but then again, I'm not a football coach, and behaviors worthy of punishment is a different standard for them than it is for most human beings. I thought it was pretty damn funny, actually.
The college football playoff has been credited with bringing excitement back to the bowl season. That feeling did not extend to the Orange Bowl game between Mississippi State and Georgia Tech. Tickets to that game sold on the secondary market for as little as $2 a pop. What's going on?
That may be the most secondary market I've ever heard of.
This is about the tertiary market or something.
I mean, this is amazing. I mean, what shall we do? Shall we go to the Orange Bowl or shall we go to Chick-fil-A? This is a very tough decision.
All right, it's quiz time.
Okay.
Inexpensive pleated khakis, otherwise known as dad pants, have suddenly become very popular among youngsters in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Why is that?
Well, there are a whole lot of nerds who go to the University of Michigan. No, that's not true. And I'm sorry, Tom Brady, wherever you are. No, Jim Harbaugh, the former coach of San Francisco, who is moving on to make $8 million to coach football at Michigan, that's his trademark. Now, it's a fairly pathetic trademark, but it is his trademark nonetheless. So they're all going to dress, you know, like golf pros for a while.
And these pants are said to cost $8 a pair, so he can have a whole lot of them.
Or four complete ticket packages to the Orange Bowl.
Nick Saban, the head football coach at Alabama, mentioned this week that he had never sent a text message because, quote, we didn't have all this stuff when I grew up. So do you suppose he's ever used a cell phone or withdrawn cash from an ATM?
I don't know. I would ask him, but I forgot how to get a hold of Gertrude the operator.
You just turn that crank on the side there. She'll get her. Some athletes arrange a farewell season. Charlie, Derek Jeter comes to mind. Others leave the game quietly. Have any ever left as quietly as former Bills quarterback Kyle Orton because he reportedly told his teammates on Monday that he was going to a meeting and then he simply never came back?
Do we know where he is?
Yeah, he's gone. You know, he emptied out his locker and that was it. He's gone.
Well, he's going to a meeting with his financial advisors, perhaps, or maybe the Social Security Administration.
Detroit Lions defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh will pay a $70,000 fine for stepping on Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers twice last Sunday. He had originally been suspended for this Sunday's playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys, but an arbitrator reduced his punishment to that fine after Suh declared that his feet were numb. What?
Yeah, he was trying to get circulation back in his feet by stomping on Aaron Rodgers' calf.
That being warmer than the surface of the field, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, given his track record, it's hard to give him the benefit of any doubts.
The men's basketball team at Kentucky is undefeated this season, and they are favored in the games remaining on their schedule. They're also favored to win the NCAA championship. If that happens, Nevada's William Hill Sportsbook will owe a combined six-figure payout to 39 lucky fans. Did you put your money on Kentucky going all the way?
Well, gambling is sinful, but the fact is the University of Kentucky this year has managed to put together probably the biggest college basketball team I've ever seen. And it's very possible that the people who start aren't the best players on the team.
The Chicago Blackhawks travel to Washington to play the Capitals in the NHL's Winter Classic on New Year's Day. The game was at the stadium where the Nationals play baseball. The Capitals won. Was it kind of a sort of a home ice advantage, or was the sun just in the Hawks' eyes?
I was going to say, everybody likes the Winter Classic, but it's starting to develop problems of its own, given the fact that it's not that cold in the northern latitudes anymore, and there was a glare problem. And I'm thinking that maybe what once was a very, very cute one-time gimmick is becoming overused.
You know, you can say there was a glare problem, but I kind of liked the photograph of the hockey player skating down the ice with sunglasses on. I'd kind of never seen that before.
Well, I find it more charming when they have to wear the stocking caps against the snow.
Finally, Charlie, over the years, we have discussed all manner of trash talking among players, but I understand that on Monday night, whoever operated the scoreboard for the Dallas Stars came up with an especially creative way to make fun of that night's opponent, the New York Rangers.
Well, it's hard for me to discuss this, Bill, because it was a calculated insult to me. What they did was they put up famous Rangers, the Lone Ranger, the Pink Ranger from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I was a former forest ranger for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I was not included in this list, and I may never forgive the Dallas Stars.
I can understand that. And you can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And, of course, he joins me each week as well on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm not kidding, Bill. I'm really insulted by this.